Texte numéro 69. Owning the patents on COVID-19 vaccines. Hooray for Pfizer. As news of a vaccine potentially offering 90% protection against COVID-19 offers a life raft for lockdown-weary humanity, perhaps those homegrown posters on people's windows thanking the NHS will soon be applauding Big Pharma instead. The hope of a successful vaccine to liberate us from protracted economic misery should be embraced. But if you want a particularly egregious case study of socialism for the rich, or of private businesses dependent on public sector research and innovation to make colossal profits, look no farther than Big Pharma. Pfizer and its German biotech partner, BioNTech, stand to make an astonishing £10 billion next year from a coronavirus vaccine. Suggestions that pharmaceutical companies should not profit from the world's most severe crisis since the Second World War were dismissed in July as radical by Pfizer's CEO, and perhaps many will overlook such profiteering amidst the wave of gratitude. But Pfizer's claim to have never taken any money from the US government or from anyone does not stand up to scrutiny. Big Pharma is reliant on public sector munificence. The Pfizer-BioNTech experimental vaccine itself uses a spike protein technology reportedly developed by the US government. Without the state, this vaccine would probably not have been developed so speedily. Organisations such as Global Justice Now are calling for patents on the Pfizer vaccine to be suspended. Patents award them exclusive rights to make and sell their drugs for 20 years, preventing the supply of cheaper, generic versions. Here is a sector not driven by curing illness, but rather by shareholder profits. In response to the early 2000s pandemic caused by SARS, also a coronavirus, governments committed to increasing investment in research, helping to develop promising vaccine candidates, which could have been used against COVID-19. But pharmaceutical companies abandoned the research. Why? Because it was unlikely to be immediately profitable. Last month, the Indian and South African governments asked the World Trade Organization to give countries the power to neither grant nor enforce patents linked to COVID-19 drugs and vaccines until global immunity is achieved. But such proposals are being blocked, while a small number of rich countries have struck deals for more than a billion doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, leaving less than a quarter of what is planned to be produced for the rest of the world. With a successful vaccine, herd immunity could be possible without resulting in millions more dead. But a pharmaceutical industry that has long made exorbitant profits by free riding on public sector research has been granted its most lucrative money spinner yet. So yes, rejoice that a vaccine may well be coming, but don't give kudos to a pharmaceutical industry that is as dysfunctional as it is morally bankrupt. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.